We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not going to make them the favorite yet, Joe, but they've certainly improved themselves on paper. And not only that, they have a quarterback who's no longer a rookie. You know, he should only improve.
That was our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette, talking about the Cleve Brownies. Your possible AFC North favorite? Cleve Brownies? Does that sound horrifying to hear me say out loud? That's what's on tap, and it's brought to you by Fatheads 15 Packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumblebear. It's the PM team, Andrew Filippone. Is probably several beers deep already in Charlotte or whatever he's drinking, perhaps soda water and vodka. Probably thrilled that NC State has pulled off this win over Clemson. So he's not here the rest of the week. He loves college basketball, and damn it, the man earned a vacation. He did. Held down the fort while I was on paternity leave, not using a prosthetic, feeding device. It was just a bottle. Seriously, though, you hear Ed say that, and I think Ed is speaking for a lot of people in this town. Well, prove it first. You know, if you want to go ahead and crown the Cleveland Browns, fine, but they have to prove it on the field. They have to actually deal with the weight of expectations, and make no mistake, after they pull the blockbuster so far of the NFL's legal tampering period, getting Odell Beckham Jr. and Olivier Vernon, who's damn good in his own right, for it looks like Kevin Zeitler, Jabril Peppers, the 17th and the 95th picks, they are now under the heat lamp. They're in the spotlight. They are the team everyone gives a crap about suddenly in the NFL and certainly in the AFC North. And you know what? They should be. I sat around and everyone says, oh, you're trolling. You send this tweet out about, oh, they have the best wide receiver in the division. They have at worst the second best running back. And if Kareem Hunt ends up being allowed to play, they have probably the best running back. And then they have the best edge rusher. And then I went, dum, 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 they have the best quarterback too. Because I happen to be a huge Baker Mayfield believer and have been since before they even drafted him. They should be the Cleveland Browns, the team that people are talking about. And everyone says, oh, you're just trolling. Especially with the Ben Roethlisberger thing. You hate Ben. You don't like Ben. You don't give him credit for this, that, or the other. I'm not trolling. Here's the thing. I'm not trolling when I say I think Baker Mayfield's the best quarterback in the division now. I think he's that good. I do. When I look at Baker Mayfield, I see stud quarterback in the making. I see a guy who set a rookie record for touchdown passes. Wasn't exactly playing with what you would call a bevy of high-end targets. Chubb emerged as a real threat out of the backfield as the season progressed. His best receiver was Jarvis Landry, who's a blood-and-guts possession guy. But he ain't Odell Beckham Jr., who is on an extremely early track, a Hall of Fame kind of guy. They just added, for my money at worst, like the third best receiver in football. If I were making my list, it would be Odell, probably number three, Julio, and AB. And if you want to jumble them around to fit your needs or your provincial tastes, or you want to put Antonio Brown below like Juju now because you're mad at him, whatever. The Cleveland Browns should be the favorites right now in the AFC North. In fact, even if you will not meet me halfway, and even if you will not acknowledge that Baker and Ben are probably closer right now in terms of their production levels than you want to admit, even if you can't go that far, I don't think it's very easy to be a Steelers fan right now. Look at this dead in the eye, this whole idea of the Browns as suddenly the team to beat in the division, a team that seems to be getting its stuff together suddenly. I think it's tough to look at that and say, no, 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 no. You've gone too far. You've really put the cart before the horse here. Look at them on paper. That's the only way we can judge. They look damn good. They have dramatically upgraded their roster. They have taken what most people felt was probably their biggest area of need, which was a weapon for Baker Mayfield, and they have addressed it in about the most spectacular way you could imagine. So even if you think Ben Roethlisberger is still the ace in the hole here, you have to imagine, or you have to acknowledge going down the line, that is a suddenly very dangerous-looking football team. Oh, yeah, it's tough to go from 7 or 8 wins to 11 wins. That's what everyone says. That's the conventional wisdom, and we're certainly drowning in conventional wisdom today because everyone likes to throw out the usual tired cliches. Like the team that wins the offseason doesn't usually look so hot come November, except the Rams won the offseason and made a bunch of big splashy moves, and they came up maybe one Todd Gurley injury away from winning the Super Bowl, so that's bunk. You're going to have all these people make all these statements about the Cleveland Browns that don't want to see the Browns win, that don't want to acknowledge that the Steelers' primacy may be, as most years, the team that seems on paper like they should win the division. People don't want to acknowledge that that might be at an end here, and yet it is. Put it in the simplest terms you can possibly put it, and I feel like this has to be true. Ready? The Browns are rising. The Steelers are falling. If the mid-90s Cowboys lost Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin to other teams, do you really think Dallas fans would be like, hey, we're better off now, man. This is great. Irvin tried to stab a guy with scissors. Smith's overrated. We can replace. No. People would be going, oh, crap, Troy Aikman might be in trouble here. I've heard in response to one tweet, you know, where's the Browns O-line or TJ... I've heard this, T.J. Watt is better than Myles Garrett. No thanks. T.J. Watt's very good. Myles Garrett is like the kind of guy where you look at him, you look at what he can do on the field, and you say, huh, that guy could end up in Canton if he does anywhere near what his talent like suggests he can do. You wouldn't put lipstick on a pig here if this was another situation. If we were just bloodlessly on this show for whatever reason, I came out of the shoot today so bored with everything else, and this hadn't happened in division. And I said, let's take a look at the interesting things that have gone on in pick a division. You want to pick the AFC East? Like, say all of New England's weapons left Tom Brady. Like, they got gutted, and the Jets got better, considerably better. And maybe Brady wasn't coming off of another Super Bowl. He was looking his age. We all wouldn't sit here and say, even with his resume, if he had, you know, been like a mediocre quarterback all year, and the Jets had gotten better, we wouldn't say, oh, it's still the Patriots division. You'd start to acknowledge that maybe the Jets were figuring something out, right? If Team A gets a lot better and has a lot of promise at the most important position on the football field and surrounded that guy today with a major talent who I think wants to be there, and they're going to have the room to sign him to a new contract, which he, by the way, wants, and Team B is suffering mostly defections, no one would say Team B is in better position. And if they were, they'd be going by reputation alone. I guess in a boxing ring, it's the aging star versus the young up-and-comer, and you say, I won't believe it till I see it. And then when the aging star is flat on their back looking up at the lights, you say, oh, wow, guess we should have saw this coming. Make me an argument. And the argument, I will not accept the following as a credible argument here. I've told Greg Finley, Jermichael Finley, who's in there today, I've told him, he has agreed with me, that the argument of they're the Browns, tough, they're not going to do it because they're the Browns, is not a good argument. Make me a good argument why they, at the very least, should not be the favorites to win the AFC North right now on paper. Make me a good one. I've grown up as a 34 years old. Ugh. In my 34 years of life, I can the actual ones I can remember. So what do we start that at? Like 6, maybe? 5 or 6? If you're Filippone, you can remember things when you were 3, apparently. But in my functional adult life, let's just go with 1999 onward, the year I started high school. Ugh. I cannot remember a year where the Steelers or the Ravens, or I guess I'll even throw in the Bengals, weren't supposed to be the best team in the division. It's always been one of those three. When they went to the 4-team divisions, it's always been one of those three. I cannot remember a year where the Cleveland Browns, when I looked at things objectively, looked like they had the best team until now. I want the Steelers to win, which I think is something that always gets lost in translation. Like, they are my favorite team. I do have a little, I like the Browns. There is a little bit of that little brother syndrome where you sort of want to see them win just so that it juices things up more. But I want the Steelers to win. But as a guy trying to look objectively at what is happening right now with both teams, it's impossible for me to actually say that, to say that the Steelers are better positioned to win this year. Last night, my phone blew up while I was actually working late. I was writing a column. And people saying, oh my God, the Browns. I had a guy just like text me, the Browns, exclamation point. And I had to ask him what was going on. My jaw hit the floor when I actually saw the deal. By the way, don't doubt Jay Glazer. Wasn't he the one saying this was going to happen? Never doubt Jay. They're going for it, man. They get it. They know. This football team knows that they have the golden goose in the form of a quarterback that they think can win, and I think they're right. It can play at the highest level on a rookie deal. They know that they have that market inefficiency, and they're going to exploit it to the best of their ability. They're going in. And it's hard for me to look at the Cleveland Browns and say, yeah, they still don't got it. If I were putting $100 on one team to win the AFC North right now, if somebody walked in this room, if my boss walked in this room right now and said, Chris, inner office bet, everybody has to put $100 down on one team to win the AFC North, I would say, like, you wouldn't even have to take like more than a second for me to get the, not that I'm carrying $100, the money out, and I say Cleveland Browns. Right this second, it would be a no-brainer decision for me. And I don't think, I'll allow that it could, but I don't think that's going to change between now and week one. So make me an argument, honestly, because otherwise I feel like this should be a day where people are getting nervous. If it was the Ravens doing all this stuff, if the Ravens had drafted Baker Mayfield somehow, if the Ravens had just signed or traded for Odell Beckham Jr., people would be crapping themselves in Pittsburgh. Oh, no. There those guys go, and they went and got Earl Thomas, who I still think can play. I saw a lot of people dogging that move, the term and everything else. I think Earl Thomas, everyone's a health risk in the NFL. He could age gracefully, though, if there's no more catastrophic things happening to him. But let's be honest. If the Baltimore Ravens did these deals, if all this stuff with Cleveland wasn't this stuff, and it was happening in Baltimore the exact same, people here would not be happy. People here, because of Baltimore's reputation, because you've seen them do it, and that's the only difference, and it's not a good reason to feel that way. Because you've seen the Ravens beat the Steelers, because you've seen the Ravens win a Super Bowl, and more recently than the Steelers have, you would say, man, they are going to be tough. The Cleveland Browns are going to be tough. Are you ready to live in that world? Or are you just going to say, la, 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 can't hear you, Mueller, quit being such a homer for Cleveland because your mom is from there? 412-928-9370. It's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I want to hear from you guys next. Is there a good reason? Can you make a compelling argument why the Cleveland Browns should not be the clear front runner, the clear off-season favorite to win the AFC North? It's the PM team on the fan. I was going to play, I'll be honest, I was going to play a clip coming back, and I can't. I can't do it. Did they forget to edit it? What are the chances that one of them would have sworn there? I thought there was no way we were getting through that without a casual cuss word. Finley says to me before the segment started, I had a whole Nick Wright clip from Fox Sports that I was going to play here. Maybe I will anyway, but I'm so flabbergasted, I don't know if I can do it. He said, yeah, the morning show promo is like 30 seconds long. I was like, that's weird. It's not, like, twice as long as it's supposed to be. And we hear that? I'll be honest. Good for them. Bad for them for doing that. Good for them for having restraint. If that was me and Pony was here and we were saying check, 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 I'd be like, bleep. There would be a lot of just casual swearing because I'm an idiot. There's no way they did it on purpose. There wasn't like a payoff to it, right? It wasn't the whole, oh, sorry, didn't see you there. That was just, it was there. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Check, check, check. We ready? Oh, man. That's interesting. I had this clip all ready to play. Here's a real slick clip talking about Odell Beckham. And that just floored me. That just absolutely floored me. There's a gentleman in here from a local high school shadowing all of us, and he is seeing how it goes in the big time right now. He's seeing how professional we really are. Anyway, here's that clip from Fox Sports' Nick Wright talking about the big addition to the Cleveland Browns, and I'm not talking about Sheldon Richardson, although he's pretty good too.
So much of the conversation about Odell the last couple of years have been about injury, interview, or distraction. I think it's important to remind everyone how damn good this guy is. I think there's three receivers in the league right now that I think most people believe one day will join Chris Carter in the Hall of Fame. Antonio Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones. Show the audience their first 59 games, those four guys compared to him. Odell's got them all clipped in everything, except for Julio's got him by what?
Yards.
What is that? 43 yards?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that is Odell's first 59 games, the level of production is unquestioned all-time great stuff.
That's Nick Wright again on Fox Sports. He's right. You go look at Odell, led the league in yards per game as a rookie. He's been awesome those first 3 years. He got hurt in 2017. Last year, he still put up numbers. Like, people were telling me, oh, Juju's numbers are better last year. Does anybody realize that throwing Odell Beckham the ball in New York last year was essentially a corpse? Like, Eli Manning has nothing left. When you're talking about him or Baker Mayfield, and Nick went on to say it in that clip, but I cut it out. He talks about how this is by far the best quarterback he'll have played with. He's right. Baker Mayfield threw touchdowns on like 14% of slant routes last year, which is an insane number. So he threw a ton of touchdowns on that particular route. That's Odell Beckham's favorite route. That's his best route. Those little slants. This is going to be a nice marriage. And it's, man, that's the game-changing move. The Browns have done a lot, but getting Odell Beckham Jr. to go with their quarterback is why I would pick them to win the division. What say you? Make a good argument why they shouldn't be the favorites right now, Cleveland. I know that's uncomfortable to say. If it was the Ravens doing all these moves with the same players, but they were on Baltimore, we'd all say that they're the favorites. Marcus is on the Fan.
So I think that the big issue is going to be coaching. First-year coach Freddie Kitchens, I think he did great stuff with that offense last year. But I think losing Greg Williams hurts that defense. I don't think they're going to be as good. But I see them winning 8 games. I see them trending up. I don't see them as the outright division winner right now.
Who's got a better roster right this second, up and down? Steelers or the Browns?
Right this? Oh, it's easy to say that the Browns have the better receivers. I would still give James Conner a notch over top of Nick Chubb. I would still say our offensive line is better, and I'd say I'd like to wait until after the draft and a little bit further after free agency to see what the Steelers do to shore up the secondary. But I guess the defense right now is obviously better for the Cleveland Browns. But I just don't think that – and the coaching's shit for the Steelers. Sorry.
Well, see, we got to go anyway. We were 30 seconds off of a break. I got him, Finley. Don't worry. I'm surprised to hear a guy say the coaching is better for the Steelers. Didn't we just spend an entire year ragging on the coaching? I don't know. I like the Freddie Kitchens move. I'll tell you this. If I were making one argument against the Cleveland Browns, it would be that I read that big feature on their ownership. And I guess I'm always a little bit worried that Jimmy and Dee Haslam are going to screw something up along the way. But right now, as it stands, they've got to be the favorite. If this was the Baltimore Ravens making these moves, you would call them the favorites. So how can it not be the case for the Cleveland Browns? Up next, we are going to talk with a gentleman who will, I think, is uniquely positioned to give us an accurate gauge of how excited people actually are about what the Browns have been doing so far in the old legal tampering period. So are they saying division title or bust, or maybe more than division title or bust in Cleveland? We'll find out with an insider up there next on the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.